88% of companies beat expectations this quarter. That is not a miracle. It is the system. By FactSet's count, 88% of the S&P 500 companies that have reported this season beat earnings expectations, and plenty of their stocks fell anyway. If nearly everyone clears the bar, the interesting question is who sets the bar and why it sits where it does. The simple version. This earnings season, 88% of the S&P 500 companies that have reported so far beat Wall Street's earnings estimates, according to FactSet. That sounds like corporate America having a miracle quarter. It is not a miracle, because it happens almost every quarter. The average beat rate over the past 5 years is 78%, and over the past 10 years it is 76%, per the same FactSet data. When nearly everyone clears a bar, quarter after quarter, the bar is not measuring what you think it is measuring, and understanding who sets it changes how you read every earnings headline. The numbers. 88% of S&P 500 companies that have reported second quarter results so far exceeded analyst earnings expectations, with about 10% of the index reporting to date. FactSet, Earnings Insight, July 17, 2026. The historical average beat rate is 78% over the past 5 years and 76% over the past 10 years. FactSet, Earnings Insight. Last night, Alphabet beat revenue expectations and its stock fell as much as 7% the next morning, closing down about 6%. Alphabet, Form 8K, price coverage as reported. Tesla reported revenue up 26% year over year with net income down 5%. And its shares fell more than 10% the next day. Tesla, Q2 2026 update, SEC Edgar, price coverage as reported. Earlier this season, the same pattern held. Netflix met expectations and fell about 9% on guidance, and General Motors beat on both lines, while its reported earnings fell 26% on a one-time charge. Our prior coverage, company filings. Who sets the bar and why it sits low? An earnings expectation is the average of estimates published by analysts who cover the stock. Those analysts do not work in a vacuum. Companies talk to them constantly, through official guidance, investor days, and quarterly calls, and that communication shapes where the estimates land. Companies have a strong incentive to guide expectations to a level they are confident of clearing, because beating feels like good news and missing gets punished. Analysts, for their part, tend to trim estimates as the quarter progresses and information firms up. The result is a bar that drifts toward clearable by the time the report lands. None of this is a conspiracy and none of it is secret. It is an equilibrium. Everyone involved knows the game, which is why professional investors barely react to a routine beat. The beat is the expected outcome. The information is in everything else. The size of the beat, the quality of the earnings, and above all the guidance for next quarter. That is why this week looks so strange to a casual reader. Nearly 9 in 10 companies beat, and the market spent the week falling anyway, because the reports that mattered disappointed on the parts of the report the bar does not cover. Capital spending, free cash flow, margins, and forecasts. The real cost lens on reading past the beat. Here is a 5-line checklist that costs nothing and outperforms the headline, using this week's real reports as the worked examples. Size of the beat. A penny over a managed bar is the expected outcome, not news. Check the beat against the typical few percent surprise, not against zero. Quality of the earnings. Find what is inside the number. Alphabet's record profit this week contained a $98.0 billion unrealized investment gain. The operating business grew 30%. Both true, very different stories. The reported versus adjusted gap. General Motors this week showed a 67-point spread between its two earnings growth numbers because of one charge. The gap is where the story lies. Guidance, Netflix beat its quarter and fell 9% on its forecast. The stock trades on next quarter, not last. Cash profit is an opinion shaped by accounting. Cash flow is closer to a fact. Alphabet's profit tripled while its free cash flow went negative and the market priced the cash. Every item on that list came from a report filed in the last 7 days. The expectations game does not make earnings season meaningless. It moves the meaning away from the beat into the lines the bar was never set on. When 88% of companies clear the bar is not the test. The test is everything the bar does not cover. What this means? The next time a headline says a company beat expectations, translate it. The company cleared a bar it helped set. That is neither good nor bad news by itself. The news, if there is any, is in the guidance, the margins, the cash, and whatever one-time items are sitting inside the profit number. And when a stock falls after a beat, nothing has gone backwards. The market graded the parts of the report the expectations never covered, which is exactly what a careful reader should do too. What this is not a claim that any specific company manipulates its earnings or its guidance, and managing expectations through official guidance is legal and universal. This is not a prediction about this earnings season, any company's results, or any stock's direction. This is not advice to buy, sell, or hold any security, and the companies named appear as worked examples from public filings and reporting, not as recommendations or warnings. The B-Trade statistics sources. Fact Set Earnings Insight, S&P 500 Earnings Season Update, July 17, 2026. https://insightfactset.com/SB500EarningsSeasonUpdateJuly17-2026. Alphabet Inc., Form 8K, Q2 2026. SEC Edgar. https://www.secgov/archive/edgar/data/1652044/0001652044266/GUJXHIBIT991Q22026. HTM. Tesla Inc. Q2 2026 update. Exhibit 99.1. SEC Edgar. https://www.secgov/archive/edgar/data/1318605/0001628282806049213/exhibit991. HTM. General Motors Company, Form 8K, Q2 2026, SEC Edgar. https://www.secgov/archive/edgar/data/1467858/00014678826/0000046 Press release and finhtm. Share price coverage. The Motley Fool Stock Market Today, July 23, 2026. https://www.fool.com/coverage/stockmarkettoday/2026/07/23/stockmarkettodayjuly23 Tesla stock crashes on earnings miss and rising AI spending slash.